This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Ellis, what's left of me, and my beautiful and gracious wife, Robin, is sitting here by my side.
Trying to become something and wake up.
Trying to get comfortable over there.
Yeah, it's not working this morning.
Got it. So here we are sitting in front of the fire this morning back in our little back room and enjoying each other's company and getting ready to talk to our vast listening audience. Out there in Radio Land. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How are things overnight with you? What's new in the news? I haven't heard or watched.
Oh, it's like every other city's on fire. You know,
Baltimore National... as well.
No, not. I'm afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
But no.
Not yet.
Not yet. But they did lock down the White House because in the park across the street from the White House. There was some protesting.
Sure. Well, that's a pretty open area there. There's a lot of people back and forth.
Yeah. And
so
then,
I understand it.
Yep. And then CNN in Atlanta.
I heard that right before I went to bed.
Uh-huh. Yep. They had problems. And then, of course, in Minneapolis, the police, and I think that's about happened about a day ago, the Minneapolis police station was torched.
Well, thanks for all that good news.
Yeah. Good morning.
Appreciate that. Good morning. Hey, well, look, we heard from John B. already. He's saying, hey, everybody's good at his place out there in Howard County. And Captain Don sent me a picture of his first striped bass of the year, a nice 23-inch fish, and his first crab. So beautiful picture of a crab. So it's all good, folks. Everything's good. We're getting semi back to normal, getting open. Robin and I went, what day did we go? Last Sunday, down to the Blackwater National Refuge and did the wildlife tour, right?
Yep.
There were a fair amount of people out there on the trail. Everybody was pretty much social distancing. Saw some fishermen down there on the around the Blackwater region. I guess everybody was targeting snakeheads, and so we're just I've had two people ask me this week if I've heard the turkey numbers yet for the spring turkey season, and the answer is not yet. Season just ended Saturday, so they need a week or 10 days to compile everything. Waterfowl regulations, the proposed regulations, came out on the DNR website this week. And, excuse me, pretty much not a tremendous amount of changes. I mean, we're still one bird in 30 days, split season. I think we posted that on the geesternshore.com website. Geestern Shore, GeesternShore.com, and that's a new registered trademark that Robin and I own. Geestern Shore, and there's an apparel line and some stickers that are hooked up with that. So, you know, take a look at it if you get a chance. Today, the Bucks, Bears, Stags crew is headed up to Allegheny County, to Frostburg. We're going to be at J&J Bait, an outdoor store, and that will be a measuring event from 1 to 6. John Sagel is the owner of that store. John acts as our bear measurer out there in Allegheny County, right in the heart of the bear country. We have a couple features. If you know those folks listening in Garrett County and Allegheny County and Washington County want to roll up there today for just something to do. Like I said, 1 to 6. We've got a number of folks that are going to be measuring. No, a number of folks are going to have their deer measured. We have Tyler Minnick is coming in later this afternoon, Tyler has taken a 529-pound black bear, and John is not an official Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young measure, but this bear is tremendous. This bear rivals the number one bear that we have here in Maryland that's in the Boone and Crockett record. So we're going to be measuring that bear for Boone and Crockett. Three of our guys that will be there today are both Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett measures, as well as for BBS, Bucks, Bears, Stags. So check out bucks-bears-stags.com. Click on our Facebook page, and you can see the activities. Now, for those of you in the Baltimore, Howard, Frederick area, Saturday the 13th, Bucks, Bears, Stags measures will be at Geisinger Taxidermy, and that's in Thurmont. And hopefully we'll be able to get your whitetails and your sika deer and your black bears measured. And why are we doing all this? Well, we're doing all this for the first ever Maryland record book. We're calling it Maryland's Finest, and it is on pre-order now, pre-sale now, on bucks-bears-stags.com. And we're also looking for sponsors, and we've got a list of those folks that we can talk about here a little later if they'd like. But we have this book coming out on August 1st. It was supposed to be out when, Robin? June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with the situation and the COVID-19 and all that frou-frou, our deadline for measuring had to get pushed back. We had a number of things get canceled in March and April where we were going to appear and measure some folks' animals, but that didn't work. So, everything got shut down. So, we're going to be doing that today as the first event. So, hopefully, you'll be able to contact us. You can call me. You can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can fill out the form online and email it to bbs@bucks-bears-stags.com. You can call Robin. Her phone number is on the Facebook page and on the website. She's got the work number hooked up to that. So we're just moving and moving and moving here, aren't we, Robin?
Yes, we are.
And Monday, the printed issue, the printed version of Maryland Hunting Quarterly will be starting to be delivered on Monday. We picked that up at the printer in Delaware. The online version has been online since about middle of May, right?
Yes.
Something like that. And that's MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. On the Facebook page for Maryland Loves Crabs, we're asking for pictures of you and your crabs. It can be a crab feast from last year. It can be kids crabbing. It can be you crabbing. We like people in the pictures. We'll show pictures of doublers and, pictures of crabs in nets and things like that. But we like to see folks holding up their crabs, showing off their Maryland crab pride. Again, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, email address if you want to send any crabby pictures. Like I said, Captain Dawn sent one this morning. And so here we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And I see that. You sent that picture to Chris on our ring camera.
Yeah, everybody else gets ring cameras that have bears, and wildlife. And I've seen bears where they actually put their mouth over it and you can look down their throat. The bear's knocking people's packages off, things to laugh at. We get a ring camera that goes off because there's a slug in front of it.
Yeah, he's a nice one, though, too.
I know.
I mean, he's like eating size.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's right there on the ring doorbell, and he's swinging his little head and tentacles out and squirreling around. Chris saw it, right, buddy?
Yeah, everybody wants to be a star.
Everybody wants to be a star. Yes, I know.
That is a funny picture.
It is a funny picture.
It's a whole video. You can watch him move around and... Or did you not get the video? You just got the picture.
Yeah, I just got the still. I mean, come on. If it were a video, imagine how long it would take to watch a video for that.
It is not long, and I'm going to send you the video as soon as I find it again. I got it somewhere.
What did you do, a still shot on that?
Okay. I did a still shot, too, because I thought the snail was cute.
He is cute.
But Okay. You told me to look up what National Day it was just for fun, right?
Yeah, what National Day is
it? Well, first of all, it's International Hug Your Cat Day, which doesn't work for me since I'm deathly allergic, and that would be the end of me.
And well, we have one here you can hug.
No, we don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
And I think it's pretty funny because today is, well, it's National Creativity Day, which is I love, but
that would be you.
It's National Water Your Flower Day or National Hole in Your Bucket Day.
One could be converted to, I mean, you could
right?
actually relate one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
National Hole in Your Bucket Day.
Yes, it is. It is National Hole in Your Bucket Day.
Did you ever sing that song?
Oh, yes. Dear Liza.
Yes, Dear Liza. Did you? Are you familiar with the song, Chris?
No, I'm not. I mean, I say that only because the title escapes me, but it could be one of those songs at the moment I hear it go, oh, yeah, now
there's a hole in your bucket, dear Liza, dear
yes.
Liza. There's a hole in your
yes.
bucket, dear Liza, a hole.
Yep.
And then it goes like, it's like the lady that swallowed the fly. It goes to like 400 verses.
Oh, or, sort of like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
Yeah, and you know.
Just not as fun.
There's a hole in your bucket. You're not going to be watering many flowers.
Yeah. We used to do one, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
No.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
No.
There's a log.
That must be something in Pennsylvania.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
No.
No?
No.
And then there's a limb on a log and a branch on a limb. And a...
Nope.
Well, those were fun songs. You know, they were. People used to sing them when they were families in their cars going on vacation, going down mm-hmm. the beach, you know.
It was the alternative to, when are we going to get there? Are we there yet?
You know, we used to take that five-hour drive to the New Jersey area from our home in western Pennsylvania. And 251 miles, depending on which way my dad went. And I was not one of those "Are you there yet?" guys. I didn't do snacks, but I had my books, and I'd sleep in the back seat. But mostly, I would read. Did a lot of reading on the way to vacation. So
same here.
Did you?
Uh huh. Oh, I love to read. My parents wanted me to go outside, and I wanted to read. I just wanted
really?
To read.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I would get locked up in a room somewhere for hours.
Yeah.
And just read. That's what I'm trying to work on with Kara.
I haven't read a book in a while. Yeah, I know. Trying to get her to read and get her. Some kids have the love of reading, some don't.
No, she doesn't.
I know. So, our phone number is 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to hear what you did in the outdoors this week. We would like to hear about your fishing adventures, your crabbing adventures, or anything you'd like to talk about. We're not going to talk about any protests around the country. We're not going to talk about all that stuff. We're going to talk about fun stuff.
Happy stuff. Chris, I got obsessed with taking pictures of turtles in Blackwater last week.
Really?
I've never seen so many turtles, and big turtles. I mean, it was really cool.
And they might have been some terrapins, too.
I was going to say, were there snapping turtles and terrapins?
There were all kinds of
everything?
Stuff. Yes, all kinds of turtles. There's an abundance of turtles in Maryland. I think half of them live in Dorchester County, but there's a lot of turtles down there. So, anyway, we got to see some egrets and some GBH, great blue herons, and we got to see a couple of eagles and ospreys and that type of thing. Didn't see any sika deer, but the sikas, I'll tell you, it's dry. I mean, the tide was out, but in general, it's dry anyway down there. So despite the rain that we've had, I mean, the ground was incredibly dry and the woods were dry. The marsh was, you know, not like I guess it should have been. So how was your week, Chris?
Uneventful.
Uneventful.
Uneventful. Well. Just waiting for September 4th.
Wow.
Or maybe it's the 5th. Anyhow. I'm waiting for that first day in September.
I got it.
Because I'm going to get one.
I know you're going to get one. And then you're going to take it to the taxidermist and you're going to say, I did that, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to remember that. I get it. So.
Chris can't stop at our house after September 1st.
Why?
Because he wouldn't have any issues here.
Oh, no. I took a picture of another mutated squirrel the other day. Well, I won't say mutated. They just have just...
different color.
Well, it's like their DNA's all in a blender down here. You know, it's not straight gray to gray.
It's those tourist squirrels, huh? They throw everything off.
I'm not sure.
Well, the white squirrels came from Queenstown.
Okay.
I must have brought them with me. Because
Queenstown has a little squirrely.
Yeah, I know. Queenstown always had
white squirrels.
White squirrels. Okay, I'm long day already.
Maybe so. Well.
Well, I say I'm going to get one. Then the
thing is,
if I can stay awake.
You're going
to. I was having a conversation with one of our listeners, and and I was telling him. I said, you know, I've gone out. I don't remember how many times this past season, and there were a couple times as soon as I sit down, take a deep breath, and out like a light.
You know what? You know what though, Chris?
What?
It is the most peaceful sleep in the world.
It is. It's almost, as I told somebody, it's like being at the beach without the crowd. And they look at me, I said, because as the wind is blowing through the leaves, it has that just that white noise. It's very calming.
Very calming.
Boom, out like a light.
I can understand that, because you give me a beach with the hotel on the boardwalk with a whitsmajigger open, the sliding glass door, and I'm done.
She is. She loves the sound of the waves. She doesn't like the sand.
I don't like sand.
Well, that means you need to invest in a good, and they're not expensive, white noise machine.
We have a, do you have that Alexa thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, every now and then when she
can't sleep, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, you turn it on. You get to play Crashing Waves or Ocean Waves.
I think I need to start doing that again because I haven't been sleeping lately, so I might try that.
Mm-hmm. Any callers there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir, not yet.
Well, let's get some. 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's do our first commercial break here, and we'll talk about backyard billies. You know, I said we were sitting here in front of the fireplace. Well, that fireplace insert and the installation came from Backyard Billies right up there in Kent Island. And I went by there yesterday. I'll tell you, they got that big brick building with the blue roof. That's quite a showroom. So, hey, look, you've put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, and especially Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's backyard. How do you like that line? I wrote that myself, baby.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches, too. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, I said expansive, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. And Saturdays, beginning next week, are grill demo days from 10 to 2 with taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill package deals. Now, you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert. I think I said that. Our fireplace installation, and they did a great job. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. What do you think, Chris? Backyard going to look great?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. You've seen the place when you come and visit your parents. I know you've seen it. So.
No, not yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, come on. You do Route 50.
I'm sorry, what?
You do Route 50. You've gone by Backyard Billy.
Yes. I thought you were talking about your place. No.
No. You've seen Backyard.
Yes. In fact, I'm actually heading down there later today.
Really?
Are you going great?
Because, you know, granted, the Delaware lift is on Monday, but by that time I'll be on my way home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm heading down there.
Good.
In a couple of hours.
Good. Well, you know where you're going to stop, right?
Yes. Backyard Billy's.
Backyard Billy's. You can stop by and see them. You can stop at Bay Country Donuts. And our hearts and prayers go out to our friends at Bay Country Bakery, Bay Country Donuts, they had a loss in their family this
yes.
week. So,
oh.
you know, Dave and Gina, you know, you're in our thoughts.
So, most definitely.
Yeah. Tell you who else is in our thoughts for a better reason, and that's Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. You need bait? They've got it. You need fishing line? They've got it. You need rods and reels? They've got Shakespeare. They've got the Ugly Stick combos. They've got Fluger. And they've got pen spinning reels and everything else. They've got all the stuff you need. They've got kids combos, trolling lures, live and frozen bait and minnows, and rod and reel repairs, and all the terminal tackle in the world. For rockfish, they've got the non-offset circle hooks for live lining and for chumming, and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes if you want to do a little of that, too. Clyde Sports Shop phone number is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108, and that's for Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. You'll be glad you stopped by. They've been around since 1957, a long, long time, and they're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Much cooler tone of the weekend forecast here for Maryland as the tropical humidity gets pushed on back out into the Atlantic. After last night's storms, we've got sunshine today, northwest winds, and a high of 83 degrees. Look tonight, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 73. Monday, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-70s and upper 70s for Tuesday with rain chances going up. We do see some warmer numbers Wednesday, Thursday, returning to the forecast near 90. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole. They meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. It'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
Man, it's so nice. Right, let's talk to our buddy Glenn out there in Glenland. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Okay, I guess. Well,
good.
Robin, how are you?
I'm wide awake and here. Good morning to you.
Yeah. Well, didn't get any turkeys.
No turkeys, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. You got plenty of good fishing up there, though. You know.
Unless I'm saying, unless they're speaking different language now.
Turkeys? Yeah, well, you know,
maybe they changed
maybe
languages.
Maybe they changed, you know.
You were doing very good.
They used to call ringneck pheasants, you know, ringneck pheasants used to be the premier bird. You know, a small game used to be the thing here in Maryland. I mean, small game and waterfowl, ringneck pheasant, quail, rabbits, squirrels. There was a tremendous downturn in hunting licenses back in the, I guess, 70s. I don't know if it started in the 60s, but back in the 70s, when the emphasis shifted to deer and turkeys more so than everything else, the hunting license numbers plummeted. I mean, like 50% off when we lost our quails and, you know, people didn't go after squirrels anymore. The rabbits were down and the pheasants. I mean, the pheasants used to be just everywhere. But when you said speaking English slang, a different language than, you know, what you're calling them with, I used to think what we call those imported ringneck pheasants that adapted very well for a while, and it was Chinese chickens. We used to call them Chinese chickens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever heard that or not, but
yeah, I don't think so.
You know, so anyway, well, are you ready to go fishing? I mean, you got a lot of catfish up your way.
Yeah, I finally got my license renewed yesterday.
So. Oh, good. Well, you're ready to go. You're ready to go, and you know those channel cats up there. Good eating, man. All catfish are good eating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, my daughter, her fiance, and her oldest son, and my nephews had went fishing, I guess, a few times, and okay, my oldest grandson, he's five, and guess who's been getting the fish most of the time? My grandson.
Right. How many grandchildren do you have?
Total, I got four.
Four grandkids? Well, that's cool. That's cool. How many boys, how many girls?
The two oldest are girls and the two youngest are boys.
Got it.
Alan can't wait to get our grandson to teach him how to fish. Right now, all he's doing is teaching him how to stick his tongue out on cue.
And he's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
He's not even a year old yet, is he? No,
he'll be 7 months next week.
I was told he was 6 months and 4 weeks. And I said, oh, 7 months. No. Oh, excuse me. So he's 6 months and 4 weeks, Glenn. Ah, so, well, good, man. I hope you get out there and give us a good fishing report next week, okay?
If I get around to doing it. But.
Oh, you just hop out there, and you're not that far away. Just hop out there and go fishing. Or go in a pond, catch some crappies or something. You'll have a good time.
Now I'm just across the road from the waterfront where I live, so.
Got it.
Well, I can go over there.
Got it. All right, man. You take care, buddy.
I'll take care, too.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks, Glenn. Bye-bye. Anybody else on the line there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir. That's it.
Wow. People are recreating today, I think.
Exactly.
You know?
Go ahead.
No, they're on their way somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have, and I don't recommend anybody text while they drive, but you have hands free. We're required to have hands free. So, you know, all you got to do is say, call WCBM into your speaker on your, you know, if you got your, what am I trying to say, contacts.
If they've transferred over into the car, because it's done automatically, just say call WCBM.
Put it on your contacts, WCBM call-in number, 410-922-6680. And then when you're driving down the road, you know, and you go hands-free, whatever you use, OnStar or Sync or whatever, you know, you push a button. It said, you know.
Dials for you.
Yeah, it does everything. All you got to do is drive and talk. Drive and talk. Yeah.
And now's the time to call.
Oh, yep.
I got somebody calling.
There you go. We baited somebody in. We put the bait out there on the hook, and somebody took it.
You went a fishing.
Yeah. Hey, John B. ordered a book.
I know. I just thanked him.
Oh, good. I don't know what that message was he got. We do have a secure page. The website is secure, and so should that connection be secure. We had to pay extra to have our website secured. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah. So.
I was there when the...
Yeah,
and you were freaking out because it wasn't secured.
Well, it's because somebody tried to get on from their office, and they stopped making a sponsorship offer because the site wasn't secured. So we took care of that. So the sponsor, I will say this: we got a beautiful sponsorship, a platinum sponsorship for Bucks, Bears, Stags for the book from the Maryland Bowhunter Society. And we are greatly appreciative of that.
Very much so.
Yes, indeed. So
we have I really love our relationship we have with MBS. You know,
we have a good working relationship.
That's what I mean. I just love it. It's very.
And I think anybody, even if you're not a bow hunter, should join. You know, I mean, 50,000 bow hunters, and can you imagine if just 10% were active members? They would do a lot for the hunting community here in Maryland because they're very active. I mean, they're very, you know, so. All right. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning, Alan?
I'm good. How can we do for, what can we do for you?
I want a cheesesteak sub, no hot.
All right.
I'm on my way to Loch Raven, and I'm ready to get on some shell crackers.
Some shell crackers.
Red ear sunfish.
Oh, I know what they are. Absolutely. I know what they are. And you know what? There's some big ones up there.
Yes, there are. We discovered those about 5 years ago. I've been fishing the Loch Raven for 50 years, and we found these big shell crackers. They're half again as big as a large bluegill, and just bite their little hearts out.
You know, they always say a bluegill or a sunfish, you know, is pound for pound one of the hardest fighters out there. I'll beg to differ with that. I'll say it's smallmouth bass, but that's me. But I love catching
sunfish
on light. I mean, 4 pound test and a ultralight rod.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A little micro light rod.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's so much
when
fun.
When I was a kid and I was catching them, I thought I was hot stuff, man.
I'm a 60-year-old kid, and I still love doing it.
I'm right there with you.
Yep. And you know what? A good day on sunfish, you know, beats a bad day on bass anytime.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yep.
All right, I'm pulling into the fishing center now, and I'm
all right, buddy.
Online, Alan.
All right.
Have a great day.
And you guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. Good luck out there. Hey, send us a picture. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
I most certainly will.
Perfect. Got it.
We got our buddy Stan.
Stan.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too, Joseph. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, let's see. Stan, the truck driving man.
What's left of him? Good morning, Mr. Allen, Ms. Robin.
Good morning.
Anyway, couldn't get through. What a program last week. Holy Bananarama.
Yeah. What, on the tick guy?
Everything.
Yeah?
It was just, wow. Been a long time since the program like that. Everything's interesting, but that was good.
Well, we try to keep it interesting, you know. I mean, look.
I really enjoyed last week.
Yeah, I did too. And I enjoyed the week before with Rudy. The lockdown, I mean, that just... I can relate to people who were going through, you know, depression and not depression, but you know what I'm saying? Just kind
of. No, it is. It's a form of depression.
Just, you know, you just can't seem to see the light. And then, you know, here we are. And last week, I think people started to go, okay, worst is over, you know?
I hope.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
I've been on lockdown so many years. Well, they've tried to keep me on lockdown. I do have a question for you.
All right.
Have you all gotten used to the new normal yet?
No.
No.
Wearing a face mask? No.
I had problems with the old normal.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to throw something else on us.
I love it. You're right.
I just about spit my coffee.
Well, I haven't had a chance to get mine because I wanted to get in real quick because I'm on time deliveries today, and I'm shagging a little bit late. The sound you hear, if you hear it in the background, is the sound of my four ways. Everybody's got to go around me right now because I can get through and actually sit still.
Ah, gotcha. I can't quite hear him yet, so.
I would like to say good morning to a listener of yours who left our glorious state and then went southbound, and he's living in the state of Florida right now. I just talked to him yesterday, and he says he still listens to the program, but I don't think he calls in.
Okay.
Good morning down there. Good morning down there, Chris. He turned me on to a new spice.
Oh,
what kind of spice?
I'm not touching this phone because I'll lose you.
Right.
Everglade seasoning.
No, okay. Florida thing?
He says it's all over. He showed me pictures of his necessities, and he had a can of that.
Okay.
And a can of Old Bay. So he's good.
Yeah. Oh, Everglade.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, Robin will look it up. It'll be here next Tuesday, trust me.
Well, we order two of them. I'll see if I can finagle a load over to the Easter store.
There you go.
I'll be glad to. If I can find it, I'll get you one.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Old Bay. See, the little secret around Maryland is that a lot of seafood houses, you'll see that on a table, but the ones that know what they're doing and are steaming crabs, they're using J.O. And J.O.'s been around. This is their 75th anniversary this year. What do you think about that?
I've heard that.
Heard
that. It's, for some reason, it has a little bit more of a bite to me.
Yeah.
But it's still a Maryland favorite.
I felt so bad yesterday. I'm FaceTiming watching Jameson eat, our grandson.
Uh-huh.
And my son-in-law was making Old Bay potatoes in the Instapot.
Right.
But he opened the wrong side up to sprinkle it in.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It happens.
It does. It does. It happens to me with pepper sometimes. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Pepper's good for you.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Okay. There was something else I had on mine, but I can't think of what it is because it got me under so much pressure today. I'm going to do what I'm told to do for once.
Oh, man, I hate that part.
I know. Yeah. There'll be a way around it. I'll figure it out by the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, if you get another chance and you remember what was on your mind, you give us a call back.
I just got it. I rode through Mr. Allen's old neighborhood. I was up there at Eldersburg and decided I wasn't going to take the highway back.
Right.
I had to go back to Baltimore. I took 26 back. Everything's still pretty calm a little bit that way until you cross those double bridges and you feel like you're in a different world.
I hear you.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
I was there for a long time. I was there 30 years, buddy. So.
Well, I've been in and around for going on 66 years now.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you just stay careful up there. You stay up careful up there in Baltimore County, buddy, okay?
Well, you two enjoy. What do you got a fireplace going on? Well. Anyway.
I knew somebody was going to ask that as soon as he said it this morning.
I didn't say it was lit. I said we're sitting here in front of it.
It doesn't matter.
No, but I will tell you that there are times when it gets really cold in here and I turn it on still. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful morning if you get a chance. You can probably look out the window now, but we've got light fluffy clouds and that sun just can't wait to pop up. But I've got to get these big wheels rolling. I got to move on.
All right,
enjoy.
Buddy. Keep the shiny side up, buddy.
Enjoy. We'll see you on this side sometime. Let us know in advance here.
You got it.
All right. Wow. We'll be listening, Mr. Allen. Mr.
Okay,
Allen.
Buddy. Thank you.
See y'all in a little bit.
All right, man.
See ya.
Take care, Stan. Odell.
Hey,
thanks for holding.
Anna.
How you doing, buddy?
I missed you guys a couple weeks.
Do what?
I said I missed the show a couple weeks. I was out.
Oh, you were out. Now, we were here, if I recall, weren't we?
Yeah, yes, you were there. I had a couple of funerals to go to.
That's not good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he had internal cancer, and a week later, my sister died. His wife.
Oh, my. Sorry to hear that.
Cancer and heart problem and diabetes. Just one of them things.
Yes, sir. It is, unfortunately, you know.
We all got to look forward to sooner or later. Hope mine's a lot later. Yeah, it's cool. See how y'all doing.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Everything's starting to get back to normal here a little bit. So.
Yeah, my company, too, we brought back 5 drivers out of 45, so that's a start.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that is good, yeah. That's good.
We like about hearing about people getting back to work.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
I think it takes some work off of me.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
I enjoy listening to your show come up and down the road, and I got back in the yard here, and I figured I'd give you a holler.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy. And you just heard Stan. I mean, you were waiting for Stan there.
Yeah, I heard Stan. Yeah, I missed him. He seemed to be a very nice guy.
Yep, he is a very nice guy. We've been listening and talking for years. So.
I hear you.
Yep.
I'm going to go get the boat out and
go do a little fishing, huh?
Lake Kids up there in Catsco, Southside Park there with my grandson. I'm going to do the fishing. I work the boat.
Well, that's a good idea. That's great.
Because he hogs the whole boat when we go fishing. So he says, hey, old man, you ain't catching no fish.
I hear you. I hear you. We were all kids once, huh?
It's fun taking them out, you know.
Yep.
That's the way they can learn something.
That's right.
What are you going after?
He went to try to catch the snake head, so I got some lures from Clyde's and let him try it.
There you go. Anything that makes a lot of noise and stays close to the surface, you should be okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then have a blessed one. Enjoy your show.
All right, Odell. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
Bye bye.
There he goes. Okay. John B.
Mm-hmm.
has pre-ordered a book.
Yep.
He's got some kind of message. I'm not sure what that is. From.
We'll have to look at it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll look at it. But I get the order went through, as far as I know. Did you look at? Did you see if it showed up? Did you see if it showed up?
No, I did not. I will.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what though? We talked about the fireplace, and I said we were sitting here in front of it. I didn't say it was on, right? But I'll tell you what. All you got to do is press that button. We got a remote control. You turn that thing on. That flame shoots up there. No lighting. No pilot light. It just. And you have an instant flame. I love it. I love it. It's a beautiful looking fire insert. No
mm-hmm.
question. Now, there was a fireplace here. You know, there was a fireplace here. So
right.
we had some masonry work done to kind of make it conform to the size of the box.
Mm-hmm.
But they did all that. It was beautiful.
And we had a brick fireplace, so we changed it to stone.
Yep.
They don't do the stone work, but they'll give you somebody's name who...
Yes, correct. They helped us with that. Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, they've got a connection to that.
Right.
So that's cool. Well, you've put it off long enough. We're talking about backyard billies, and now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. I'm thinking, you know, steamed crabs, picnic table.
Didn't they have a crab picking table or something?
They have all kinds of stuff there. I can't even tell you how much stuff they have. I love the different colors, the team colors, if you're a Redskins fan or Ravens fan or, you know, whatever. They've got the team colors for the outdoor furniture and so forth. But Backyard Billy's, that's our go-to place for making backyards fun. It's a giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, and especially those Adirondack chairs. You know, those ones you sit at that big restaurant, you know those? Well, they've got a giant selection in all different colors. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches if you got a house over there. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many, 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 many barbecue grills by Traeger. That's a That's a pellet grill, by the way. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And Saturdays, beginning next week, are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget. They have one made from a, I think it's a 100-gallon propane tank. One of those giant propane tanks somebody made a fire ring out of, you know, put the mesh on it. It's decorated with pot leaves.
I know. I was wondering how you were going to work that in there.
I'm just saying. It was just a sample, you know.
I liked it.
But if you, you know, if you want to do that in your backyard.
Takes you back to the 70s.
If that's your lifestyle, absolutely. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's after three or four different visits to other places.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, you have no idea about how this fireplace insert came along. But they've got our gas fireplace insert, fireplace installation and everything. Just a great job. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. Write that down, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. We'll be right back.
I've got nothing to play.
I thought you had Battery Warehouse.
I played that already.
Well, I'll play it again.
Okay. Give me a minute because I got to pull it up.
They're good people. All right. Let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're ready. Sure.
Yeah, you can get mad at him now, Chris, for messing you up on the air.
All right. Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Here we go.
All right.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right. Thank you, Willie. We appreciate that.
I love me some Willie.
We have a measure who is a dentist. I guess he's a retired dentist, and we were trading jokes back and forth, and I asked him, as a dentist, what has 32 teeth and 80 legs?
I know the answer.
Chris, any idea?
I could come up with an answer, but that some people might find it offensive.
32 teeth and 80 legs?
I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
The front row at a Willie Nelson concert.
That's true.
I was going to say something that...
We don't want to say anything derogatory about any particular state or anything like that. Tell me your joke, Robin.
She said something about Willie Nelson. Now, come on.
It's a joke. People have to have a sense of humor anymore.
Exactly.
Right? So, Robin, tell them your joke. Come on.
Jeez. Chris, why do scuba divers always fall backwards out of the boat?
I have no idea.
Because if they fell forwards, they'd still be in the boat. Yep, that's my good one for the week.
You need a rim shot for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I need to get one.
When we get to that point, we're telling jokes on the air. So.
A dad joke never hurts.
I know, I know. How about a blonde joke? Since Robin's a blonde.
I was going to say, isn't that dangerous right now?
Nah. I'm only half a blonde right now since I haven't been to the hairdresser.
Two blondes were talking. One says, I hear Christmas is on a Friday this year. The other one said, oh my, I hope it's not the 13th.
Chris didn't laugh at yours.
Not, not yet.
I was sitting here going, should I make another half?
Rim shot?
Yeah, exactly.
It's up to you, bud. Well, hey, look, when you don't have a caller, you got to put some information out there. I mean, I was going to, I could. I could talk about, you know, a rabid raccoon that was found in Princess Anne, but that wouldn't end the show on a happy note, would it?
No.
I mean, the hour. Show's not over. We got another hour to go. Can't wait, can you, folks?
Another riveting hour.
Yeah.
That's the reason I asked the time. I was thinking maybe it was 6:54.
Not yet. Not yet. No, here's some good news, though. Every year there's three Saturdays where it's free fishing day. And one of those is next Saturday, June 6th. Don't need a license to go fishing. Then again, on the 13th, the following Saturday, Robin's birthday, is also a free fishing day. And then finally on July 4th, which is, I don't believe it's a Saturday this year, is also a, since it's a holiday, a free option to explore Maryland's diverse and unique fishing experiences without needing a fishing license, a trout stamp, or registration.
And you might as well do that because pretty much everybody has canceled their 4th of July events.
A lot of people have. You're absolutely right.
Go fishing. Get outside.
Do something. Or go to Backyard Billy's and get your backyard fixed up.
There you go. Do that too.
Why not?
We're going to be going because we've got to look for that Holden Chevy thingy.
The what?
The thing to put the cushions in.
Oh, you're talking about a storage
bin
for the back. Yeah, we'll have to take a look at that. Well, I hear the music, Robin. It's time for you to say something for this hour.
Oh, who knows what I'll come up with? No.
Well, you better come up with it real soon, because...
Get out, stay safe, wash your hands.